Let's talk about willpower and how you can start to build up your willpower, how you can start to have more willpower so you start taking action on the things that you want to take action on and you start ticking off that to-do list and taking small steps forward towards your goals. So if you are struggling for willpower, if you're struggling to start gaining momentum, this is the podcast for you. So welcome. It is the Impact Coaching Podcast, the podcast where we help you set meaningful goals, have greater focus on your personal development, grow empowering confidence while living life with intention and direction. And my name's James Hackney. I'm a life coach and NLP practitioner, and I share powerful and simple habits and techniques through my own experiences of life, through my own learning, and through my clients and from my clients that you can apply to everyday life to make life that little better. Why? Because I believe there's something greater inside all of us than where we are today. And if you haven't already, make sure that you hit subscribe just so you never miss an episode of the show. Right, let's talk about willpower. That magical word, willpower. How many times have you said or even thought to yourself, oh, my willpower's a little bit low, or it's coming towards the end of the day and you're like, I wish I had the willpower to do this. Or even in your goals, in tasks that you want to complete, things that you know you're going to do. You know they've got to be done. Things at work, things at home, cleaning around the house. Things you know that need to be done and will get done, you're just putting them off and putting them off because you're really struggling to find the willpower to do it. Yep, my hands are up. My hands are completely up, high in the air. We've all had that moment where we've just thought, oh, well, if I had the willpower, I could do it. Oh, I haven't got much willpower at the moment. Now, what on earth is willpower? Because willpower is really just motivation to do something, motivation to start. Once you're doing something, you don't actually need willpower because you're doing it. It's the start. Willpower is that push of that snowball that's going to get it start rolling. Willpower is the initial action that then starts to create momentum. And then when you start to create momentum, you start to see results. So willpower is that when you're lying in bed in the morning and you know that you want to get up early, you've got a morning routine, you want to go to the gym, or you have things planned in the morning, you're like, yes, I'm going to do these. And then when you wake up, willpower is what gets you out of bed. Willpower is what gets your legs moving forward so then you start to do the things that you want to do. Now, with willpower, it can be an excuse. Yeah, you know, tasks, things that you want to do that you've been putting off, things that need to be completed and not necessarily so attractive for you to do. Willpower and that excuse of I haven't got the willpower, I'll do it later, can often come out of our mouths, right? Yeah, true. Now, in terms of your goals, in terms of your dreams and things that you want to achieve in life, your success is made up of small steps that you are going to take forward. Your goals, your dreams, the things that you want are incremental small steps forward. To walk 1,000 steps, you've got to start with the first step. You've got to take the second step, third step, fourth step to walk 1,000 steps. Or even 1,000 miles, you know, you've got to walk up by doing the first mile, the second mile, the third mile. You can't do mile 900 without walking mile 1. And this is what it is, in terms of your success, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be small wins, failures, learning, mistakes, and just actions that you will be taking, decisions and choices that you're going to need willpower to do. Now, you may be finding that you're delaying taking action, you're procrastinating because you're just struggling with willpower. You're struggling to do things that are going to take you out of your comfort zone. Things that are going to make you feel a little bit uncomfortable, on edge. Some things that you've never done before. Now, that could be possibly because you may have been in a comfortable bubble for a number of years that putting your foot out into feeling uncomfortable, into feeling vulnerable, and feeling like things could go, ooh, you don't actually know what could happen. Things could go wrong here. When you break that bubble, you're not used to it. So what happens is you come back into that bubble. You know, you come back in and you think, oh, I'm going to stay in this bubble. It's safe. I might not be happy. I might be in pain, but I'm comfortable and I'm safe. So when you are looking at growing, stretching, your journey of personal development, you need to start getting used to doing things that make you feel uncomfortable, that are stretching you, that are challenging you, that are making you a little bit vulnerable. Now, to start doing those things, you're going to need a little bit of willpower. You're going to need a little bit of willpower, along with some motivation and other things. The willpower, though, is what is the ignition, is the spark that's going to start to drive you forward, that's going to start you taking action. Now, with what I'm saying is, you've got to start getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. You've got to start doing things that you wouldn't necessarily do on a daily basis, that are out of your normal routine, out of the structure that of your day. For example, now for me, you know, I'm going to the gym, and I'm looking to build muscle, I go to the gym, and then, you know what, I still feel like I want to do some form of exercise. So I do the uncomfortable thing of every time that I go and get a glass of water, I do 20 press-ups. Now, that's uncomfortable because, well, you know what, it's so much easier for me just to sit down and not do them. So much easier for me just to forget about them. But that small action is just building up my willpower, slowly and surely. Just building up that willpower. For example, if you want to cut out the amount of sugar out of your diet and stop eating, you know, 3 or 4 biscuits after tea, the willpower would be, well, you know what, I'm going to start by just eating 3 biscuits, then 2 biscuits, then 1 biscuit. You are doing things that are great against the grain of what you are used to. You're doing things that make you feel uncomfortable. If it's that you want to go for a walk, yet it's raining outside, now get yourself outside, go for a walk, go for a five minute walk in the rain, go for a 10 minute walk in the rain, even just stand outside for a minute in the rain. What you're doing is you're doing things that make you feel uncomfortable, so that when you do take these steps in terms of your goals, in terms of your dreams and the success that you want to have, and them steps require you to step outside of your comfort zone, to do things that are necessarily people around you are not doing, you're going to get used to feeling uncomfortable. Your mind and your body are going to be used to being in that uncomfortable zone, because what you've done is you've taken little things on a daily basis, things that, well, won't really make much of a difference that you think, that are going to make you feel uncomfortable. And as you start to get used to being uncomfortable, you'll start to be doing things that make you feel even more uncomfortable because you're used to it. You're getting, okay, you know, I've felt this before. I know what this feeling is. And you'll then, instead of shying away and coming back into your bubble of feeling comfortable, you'll start want to stretch out that bubble. You want to grow your personal development, your journey. So for another example, it could be that you want to wake up early in the morning. You know, I want to wake up early in the morning. I'm waking up at 7:30 currently. And then when my alarm goes off, you know, it's just like, oh, I want to get up. I just struggle. I want to start getting up earlier. Now, instead of going, well, I'm going to start getting up at 6 a.m. every morning, get up 5 minutes earlier. 7:25, set your alarm for 7:25 and get up. Because then that's only 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes so that you possibly feel a little bit uncomfortable doing. And then as you start to get used to that, you go for 10 minutes earlier. So 7:20, so on, so on. And as what you're doing is, on a daily basis, you're getting used to being outside your comfort zone in small incremental steps, small incremental events that are happening. And then what happens then is, when you are looking towards your goals, to take actions, to do things that are going to move you forward, that things that you've never done before and that you know are going to make you feel uncomfortable and in your stretch zone and challenge you, you're already used to that. Because on a daily basis, you are challenging yourself. You are building up your willpower to do different things. And that is where you can build your willpower. Build your willpower up by, instead of not doing something that's huge, that's massive, start small. Start taking action to overcome fear. Start taking action to build momentum and to grow your willpower. Start taking action, because then when you start taking action, you build momentum. You build momentum like when you are pushing that snowball down that mountain. You know, the willpower of the pushing the initial snowball is far, that you use so much more force than when it starts to move. You don't actually need much more force when that snowball's moving, because it's gaining momentum, it's gaining speed, it's growing and growing and growing. And that's the exact thing that's going to happen with your goals, with the success that you want. Yes, you're going to have to take steps. Yes, you're going to have to go into your stretch zone. Yes, you're going to have to be challenged. I'm going to be honest with you. You are. It's that initial willpower to start taking action and then take further action and continually taking little bits of action. They're going to build momentum. They're going to move you forward. Because if you don't, then you're going to be exactly where you are now. You're just going to be stuck there thinking, what if? What if I would have just done that? Oh, I wish I would have done that then. I wish I would have done that this last year. I wish I would have done that last week. It's easy to take action in the past. To think about taking action in the past. Easy, because it's in the past. What really makes a difference is taking action now in the present moment. And that's going to take willpower. And to build your willpower on a daily basis, start doing small little things that take a little bit of willpower. So ask yourself, what can I do today that's going to take a little bit of willpower and that's going to make me feel a little bit uncomfortable? And start by doing just one a day and notice the difference. Notice how you start getting used to feeling uncomfortable. So then when it requires you to be uncomfortable in your actions, in your goals and the tasks that you need to take, you're used to it. And you can then start to build momentum. So that's the message of today's podcast. So thank you so much for listening to today's show. And I want you to remember that your habits and your routines all work towards your dreams.